Oh yeah, they are. They're pretty fascinating, and a lot of them are very reliable. I think I honestly believe that there was a time when they built that stuff to last, and not saying that, you know, today's radios are trash by any means. I mean, they make some very good ones. I'm on a Yaesu 2600M, and I'm in the process of buying from the president of our club, who lent it to me, and you know, basically going to buy and set up the power supply off of him, and Jay folded it on my roof that he put up for me. But yeah, my first was a UV5R, and I still have it. I can't find the charging cradle for it, so that doesn't do it much good. But you know, they are, you know, they are good radios for getting started. I mean, not, you know, I think Yaesu is, you know, higher quality for sure. I mean, they've been around for a long, long time making these things, but I think, you know, as far as like the Baofengs and the lower priced HTs, they've helped a lot of people get on the air, because I think that one time, one of the things that kept a lot of people out of amateur radio was the expense of it.